Any keen viewer of this show will know that we do like to fool around with compact discs. Over the weeks, we've blown them up with gunpowder, taken to a clay pigeon range and shot at them with guns. And tonight, we've given them away like bonbons to our audience. But now I would like to get serious, because Christmas is coming, my friends, and one of the gravest questions before this nation is, what will be the Christmas number one? It is a constant nagging doubt. So to look into this further and try to determine it myself, Freddie Starr and a woman called Patrine, who happens to be Britain's leading psychic medium, went along to the club where Freddie was performing to scientifically determine just what was hot pop-wise this Yuletide and what was not.
Patrine, by the way, is Freddie Starr. Patrine is
Hello.
One of the leading psychics. In fact,
I'm
the
top psychic.
The top. This is Metal Christmas, a collection of heavy metal Christmas favourites.
What I feel about this kind of music, the vibration that this record is on, is around, is in the ether, is in the atmosphere.
Next time you're at the checkout and you hear the beat, supermarket beat.
Yeah, Whitnessen. What do you think? No? Freddie, what can you do with a record like that?
With a record like that? Yeah. You know what I'll do with it?
Go on.
Stick in a microwave oven.
Have you ever done this? Put a CD in a microwave. Don't try it at home, Michael. You ready? Oh! Wow! Oh, that stinks! Oh, it's hot! That was the oldest Pope's record.
What? The Pope?
Yeah, he's got double that. It's the biggest selling album in Ireland.
He shouldn't have been the real Pope.
He shouldn't have been?
No, it should have been a Spanish fella called Cicola. But it sounded stupid, Pope Cicola.
Santa's got a brand new bag.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
About this, James Brown should stick to actually being a rock.
Being the new superheavy godfather of funk.
He's just come out of Nick.
Yeah.
He's just come out.